It's one of our top stories today, a report just out recommending against the construction of a multi-billion dollar harbor-wide barrier wall to prevent coastal flooding in Boston. WGBH Radio's Craig LaMolt reports the study says improving aspects of the shoreline would be a more cost-effective way to protect the city.
UMass Boston professor Paul Kirshen walks down the boardwalk along South Boston's Fan Pier next to the federal courthouse and points across the channel.
And you can see, you know, across the water there, Logan Airport. So the inner barrier would essentially stretch across the water from the Logan over to around this area here.
The inner harbor barrier was one of the options Kirshen's team studied in the new report.
It'd be sort of a stone, rock-covered structure, but because this distance is so short, most of the system would actually be a large gate.
How much would something like that cost?
I think the estimate was around, for the inner barrier, was around $7 billion. So it's very expensive.
The UMass team is tasked with figuring out, is it worth that much? In addition to the inner harbor barrier, they looked at another barrier farther out. Kirshen points off to the left where that outer barrier would start, at Deer Island.
And then it would swing around those islands there and then swing around to Hull.
And how far a distance is that?
It's about 4 miles.
That would make it the longest such barrier in the world. It would cost nearly $12 billion. Kirshen says as they looked at the feasibility of a barrier wall, they needed to make sure it would protect the city from flooding, preserve water quality in the harbor, and allow for shipping and boating. They looked at three options to see if any of them could meet all those goals. One idea was a dike that would stretch all the way from the North Shore to the South Shore, but that didn't meet any of the goals. And both the inner and outer harbor barriers had their own challenges. For example, the inner harbor barrier would restrict the flow of water out of the harbor.
Because during a storm, it might be closed as long as a couple of days, all the fresh water would build up behind it. And unfortunately, a lot of the fresh water that comes into Boston Harbor during a storm is polluted.
And both the inner and outer barriers would be tough for boats because the barriers would not reduce the tidal flow.
It would increase the velocity of water going through the gate openings.
Because there's a smaller opening in the same amount of water?
Exactly right. And so that would make it difficult for boats to transit it.
Also, there's some question about how long those gates would even work, since they'd likely have to be closed more and more often as sea levels continue to rise.
Eventually, you might be closing it like every week. And the way these gates are engineered, they're not designed to be closed weekly. I mean, they're mostly designed to be closed a couple of times a decade.
The report says a more cost-effective way to protect the city would be to invest in protections along the shoreline, like building up protective berms or creating floodable green space. Bud Riss is with the Boston Green Ribbon Commission, which commissioned the report and has been working with the city on strategies to fight climate change.
The outcome of this is it's reaffirming that what the city is doing is the right thing. By focusing on these shore-based systems along the Inner Harbor waterfront, that's exactly what they need to be doing.
And in places where buildings are right up against the shore, Riss says it might be time to consider expanding land into the harbor.
There's sort of been a prohibition on any more filling in Boston Harbor. However, for resilience purposes, I think we're going to have to rethink some of that.
In the next 2 years or so, Riss says we're going to see a shift from just planning these things to actually doing them.
Where are we going to start to build these shore-based systems along those inner harbor waterfronts? And how are we going to pay for it are going to be the next big questions.
At the same time, Kirshen says we're going to need to keep our focus on reducing the greenhouse gases that are causing climate change. If we could get control of that, he says, we could hold sea level rise in Boston to 2 feet this century. If not, at the rate we're going, he says, we could see up to 10 feet. Craig LaMolt, WGBH, Boston's local NPR.